This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Nonfiction films have had a lot of attention this year. Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 and the new conservative response, Celsius 41.11, are just two, and there's a new one, Going Upriver, which opens in theaters today. It's the true story of a young American naval lieutenant in Vietnam who returns home to help lead political opposition to the war. He's now running for president, Senator John Kerry.
They started sending us in the rivers, and we went on raids up these rivers with orders to fire on huts and any target of opportunity in order to prove to the Viet Cong that they didn't own the rivers.
The producer and director of Going Upriver is George Butler. His earlier documentary, Pumping Iron, made Arnold Schwarzenegger the most famous bodybuilder in the world. George Butler spoke with Day Today's Alex Chadwick.
George, welcome to the program.
It's always a pleasure, Alex.
In a clip in the film, John Kerry says Vietnam was the formative political experience of his life. What did it teach him?
It's been a subject of absolute fascination to John, and I've known him since 1964. The curious thing about this is, being a friend of his, he doesn't really talk about the war and never did. But he's unceasingly at odd moments in boats, you know, in automobiles on the ski slopes, standing next to the stove while we were cooking dinner for our kids or something like that. He's just sort of looked up into the air and said, you know, Vietnam is so beautiful, George. If only you knew how beautiful it was. And I think he's got a visceral attachment to the land. He was there, obviously, to fight a war, but since then, he's returned 14 or 15 times of his own volition, and he and John McCain and others actually normalized the relations with the U.S. after a very difficult period in which there were issues of soldiers missing in action and so on and so forth.
Here's another piece from the film. Former Georgia Senator Max Cleland, he's a triple amputee Vietnam vet.
Wars are not over when the shooting stops. They live on in the lives of those who fought the war, whether it's World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Somalia, Iraq, Afghanistan. War changes people.
When he says that, how does it change John Kerry? You knew him in 1964. He went to Vietnam in, what, 68 and 69. How has he changed when he comes back?
Like everyone else who went to Vietnam, he became more serious. And the stakes were always higher. He lost a lot of friends there. He was in ferociously difficult combat, as you can see in my film. And he had to come back and face his life knowing that he was lucky to be alive for the rest of his life.
So much of the film is really not about what happened when Senator Kerry was in Vietnam. It's about the changes after he gets back and his role in the anti-war movement and the group Vietnam Veterans Against the War. At this anti-war rally, the vets are actually camped out on the mall in front of the Capitol building, sleeping overnight there. In the course of the week, John Kerry meets the most famous anti-war senator of the day, J. William Fulbright of Arkansas. Fulbright organizes a Senate hearing for the next day and invites John Kerry to come and represent the veterans and testify, because he's impressed with this young man. And this is some of what John Kerry has to say.
And finally, this administration has done us the ultimate dishonor. They have attempted to disown us and the sacrifices we made for this country. In their blindness and fear, they have tried to deny that we are veterans or that we served in Nam. We do not need their testimony. Our own scars and stumps of limbs are witness enough for others and for ourselves. We wish that a merciful God could wipe away our own memories of that service as easily as this administration has wiped their memories of us.
George Butler, within 24 hours, John Kerry was a sensation all across the country.
You know, I sat behind John Kerry. I got the last seat in the room just by chance, and I sat right behind him. You could just look at the people, and particularly because I was right at the front of the room, I could look at the senators, and they were just profoundly affected. As a filmmaker, there was one curious moment, which is to say, I remembered Senator Symington asking Kerry a very interesting question at the end of the at the end of his speech. And I kept saying to my research people, you got to find Symington's question. You got to find Symington's question. And they said, well, we can't find it anywhere. And right at the last minute, a couple of weeks ago, in came the footage. And Symington's question was, Mr. Kerry, would you move your microphone, please? And Kerry didn't know what he meant, but eventually moved the microphone that was right in front of him. And all Symington said was, is that a Silver Star? Is that a Bronze Star, Mr. Kerry? Are those three purple hearts? Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions. But it was high drama.
You're a friend and admirer of John Kerry. But people are going to say this is a one-sided partisan film. Not necessarily a true story, but George Butler's story of his friend.
I'm prepared for questions like this, and my initial response is I was a very close friend of Arnold Schwarzenegger when I made Pumping Iron, and that's become a world-famous film. Hundreds of millions of people have seen it. It's an all-time classic, by a friend, about a friend. It gives a filmmaker like me absolutely unique advantages to be able to record the story of events that I've carefully followed in person. But if you've got unique material, and what I'm most proud of in this film is that there is no narration at all, which, as you know, Alex, is very unusual for a documentary film. The critical point is, without narration, it's not the filmmaker saying, this is what you should think about John Kerry.
Let's close with this clip here from the film. This is in April of 1971, John Kerry speaking to a group of vets at this rally in Washington, the last day of the rally. Here he is.
This is not the struggle of one day, or one month, or one year, or of one war. It's a struggle and an effort and a sacrifice and a contribution which we make for the rest of our lives. And though men of small mind and less character may project themselves onto their fellow citizens and suggest that an America that admits its mistake will turn into a craven, hollow place, we will continue this struggle because this country is bigger than they are, and it's bigger than any of us here.
George Butler, when you heard that last clip, you must have been thinking, this is the right thing for John Kerry to be saying in this film, not just about that time, but about this time as well.
Well, once again, this film is a remarkable shadow that moves across the world to Iraq. And everyone who sees Going Upriver will have to scratch their head for sure, no matter which side of the political side they're on, and just say, boy, it sure does look as if the mistakes of Vietnam are being repeated in Iraq.
George Butler is producer and director of the new film Going Upriver. It's showing in hundreds of theaters across the country. You can go to our website to find out which ones. That's NPR.org. George Butler, thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Alex, it's always a pleasure.
The film is Going Upriver, The Long War of John Kerry. George Butler talked with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. Also at our website, you'll find an extended version of that interview.